This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here you go. Political gridlock in Washington is over. No, it's not an agreement on taxing or spending or the national debt or education or immigration or health care. No, it's the bison and a pitch to make it America's national mammal. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Sure, bison are big, but who knew they were so powerful?
What's really exciting about bison is that it is one of those issues that really brings our country together.
John Calvelli is with the Wildlife Conservation Society. His group is part of a coalition working to get the bison elevated to the status of national mammal by pushing a Senate bill that's got sponsors on both sides of the aisle.
This is really a conversation about symbolism and do we believe that the bison should be a symbol for our nation.
The bill won't cost anything. It simply names the bison the national mammal. And why do it, other than giving the bison a little respect? Bison have a good tale to tell. Robert Brown is a professor of wildlife conservation at NC State University.
Bison are somewhat of a success story. They were saved when they were down to 500 or so left.
Now there are herds of these things, a lot being raised for meat. And what would making bison the national mammal do for ranchers?
Time will tell. I mean, some people may not want to, may feel different about eating a national mammal.
Larry Higgins raises bison in Colorado. He guesses that if bison get the national mammal prize, it'll be a good thing, as we'll all spend a little more time thinking about bison. As for whether or not the animals have the temperament to be a national symbol.
Well, they can be a little ornery at times.
A lot like our politicians. Sounds like a perfect fit to me. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.